In 1943, in the thick of World War II, the Italian army laid down its guns and surrendered to the Allied forces. At the time, Australian soldiers were being held as prisoners of war in various camps in Italy. For those men, the surrender meant their attention turned to escape and survival. Katrina Kittle is a historian and author who has done extensive research on different stories of prisoners of war. She has now released a new book titled Shooting Through, which is just the best title for an Australian getting out of somewhere, Shooting Through. She joins us now on Statewide Drive, ABC Radio New South Wales. Katrina, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Fiona. Thank you. Yes, I love the title too.
You've done a lot of analysis and research on different prisoner of war stories. What is it like to process and then retell stories of what happened?
Oh, it certainly was a lot of work. And what was wonderful about having multiple voices, Fiona, is that I was able to glean the variety of outcomes that befell these men once they left those prison camps in Italy in September 1943. It certainly took a lot of work weaving them together, but there were the wonderful crossovers where one fellow mentioned another in his memoirs or in his interviews. Different themes came through. It was a real revelation to me.
Tell us about Campo 106 in Italy. Where was it?
So it was located between Turin and Milan, and nowadays it still is the focus of rice growing in Italy, where arborio rice is grown.
Uh-huh.
And in April 1943, the Italians needed men to work those farms. There were a lot of Italian men away fighting the war, so there was a waiting, if not so willing, bunch of Australians and New Zealanders in a prison camp in the northeast of Italy that they recruited about 790 of them, many of them, involuntarily, to go and work these farms.
That's interesting because we had a lot of Italians, didn't we, prisoners of war here in Australia working farms.
That's right. And probably one of the factors for the Italians looking after these men after they escaped on the whole was that there were Italian women who said to escape POWs that they had correspondence from a relative who was a POW, an Italian POW in Australia, and he was being treated well. So these women and families said, "We will treat you well." I think it was just one of those reasons why there was this significant response to these men once they left camp.
So was it an escape or were the gates left open once the Italians surrendered?
So it was a bit of both. Probably more that gates were left open. Men during those months of working on the farms had formed relationships or friendships with farmers. They were getting news of the war. There were a couple of dangerous escapes, though. Some of the guards were a bit nasty, probably with fascist leanings. But on the whole, men were able to take off. They were still, some of them were worried about a bullet in the back, but that didn't happen. So, yeah, it wasn't the great escape narrative at all.
Where were the men from?
So the men were, the Australians came from all across Australian states and territories. Probably the biggest cohort by state were the West Australians because of the capture of a large group of the 2nd 28th Battalion at Alamein. But men came from all over the country, from cities and towns, remote towns, and came together with New Zealanders at this complex of rice farms as well.
Did they have some good memories of that experience?
Yeah, that's one of the fascinating things too, Fiona, reading the accounts of being in the camps. They talk about that unfolding of awareness of the Italians. You know, their accounts before they get there are saying, "I'd never befriend an Italian," calling them all sorts of names. They get there and then, they're getting information about the news. They're working alongside these men, but also alongside Italian women who were working in the farms. So there was this awareness of them as people as well. They were saying to them that many of them were fed up with being under fascist regime for more than 20 years. So there was this, shared understanding of the wider war around them that none of them wanted to continue.
Any love, romance?
Yes. There wasn't too much opportunity at the farms. One of the POWs quips that they would go grey thinking about it, working alongside the women in the farm. But once they were out, indeed, particularly for some of the men who stayed on the loose into 1944 and 1945, there was love, romances, children who were fathered, but also relationships that led to Italian families being brought out after the war. And that's something, it's a wonderful theme of shared histories.
Yes, it is. And how did they survive for so long? Because there wasn't a lot of food, of course, in Europe after, you know, the years of war.
Yes. So for those men, once they got out of camp, once the euphoria sort of settled and they're thinking the reality is we need to get food, they were what they called bandicooting. So they were digging up potatoes and other crops. They were grabbing apples and chestnuts and different things. But they were also being fed by the locals. And even though they weren't getting a lot of food, they knew that those people didn't have a lot of food. But they were still sharing food with them, enough to sustain them. And I think, too, it wasn't so much the quantity of food, it was just that food was being offered, and that was a psychological boost for these men to keep going.
Now, you're keen to talk to other people with stories of veterans or prisoner of war experiences?
Oh, definitely, because the material gathered for this book goes beyond the parameters of shooting through. It also includes Campo 57, which was a large Anzac camp in northeast Italy where these fellows were transferred from to work the rice farms. And that's a camp that I very much would like to write a book about, as well as the long-term escapers. I think I need a long life ahead to do all of this, but the long-term escapers are fascinating too, Fiona. Those who were still there in 1945 fighting with British missions, fighting with partisans, deepening those relationships with the locals. There's a lot more to be pursued with this topic indeed.
And if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way?
So they can go to my website, which is katrinakittel.com.au, and Kittel is spelt K-I-T-T-E-L, they can email me if they wish to researchpow@gmail.com. I'd welcome people contacting me because the book also includes an appendix of 790 Australians who are at Campo 106, so people may find their POW relative in there, and I'd love to hear more about their story.
That's fantastic, Katrina, and what a great Gmail address you've got.
Yes. there's a lot more. It actually says there's a lot more to do on this research topic.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much for telling us about Shooting Through Campo 106, Escape Prisoners of War After the Italian Armistice.